We'll move now to the next committee report, which is Academic and Student Affairs. Trustee Acero. Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The meeting in the Academic and Student Affairs Committee was held yesterday afternoon at 3 p.m. Trustees Cave, Estrada, Free, Holmes, Leibowitz, and myself were present. We were also joined by Presidents Easter and President-elect Colleen. The minutes were approved as presented. The following recommendations were reviewed by the committee prior to advancement to the board as a whole. First, the election of Timothy L. Colleen as 20th President, University of Illinois. I'd like to thank the search committee and all those who were part of this successful process, particularly the co-chairs of the committee, and I might note that Doug Beck is in the audience today to witness this, and we can't thank you enough, Doug, for you and your colleagues' service that you provided to us, and a very successful result of finding Dr. Colleen. To appoint the interim chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and vice president of the University of Illinois. Appoint the chancellor, University of Illinois, Chicago, and vice president of the University of Illinois. And we welcome Dr. Armeritis, and certainly look forward to his joining our faculty on March 16th. Appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. And I'd like to note that the board office is presenting this item in a brand new format to aid both in the timely submission of this information by the campuses and in our review of the items. So we look forward to this new process. Next, Provost Adishida presented the following items. Appoint associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Appoint fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. Award honorary degrees, Urbana. Rename the Center for Biophysics and Computational Biology and the Master of Science and Doctor of Philosophy in Biophysics and Computational Biology in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and the Graduate College, Urbana. And to also eliminate the Master of Science in Human Factors, the Graduate College, Urbana. Next, Interim Provost Gislason gave background for one item, which was to reorganize, rename, and revise the Bachelor of Arts in Urban and Public Affairs in the College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, Chicago. Next, Vice President Pierre presented the next three items. One, we just heard, approved tuition rates academic year 2015-16, approved student fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield academic year 2015-16, and approved rate changes for university-operated housing facilities in Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield the academic year 2015-16. I'd like to thank Trustee Estrada for his comments about the tuition freeze, and I'd also add that while this is so welcome for students and parents, we have to be reminded that it requires us to be more careful of the limits it imposes on our budgets. We also then heard the following presentations: Graduate Medical Education Report from Dean Azar, legislative update on the campus sexual assault, Assistant Vice President Deidre Williams, and we will continue to receive updates on how the university meets the new mandates that are placed upon us for reporting. So this was a very important discussion that we had yesterday. Also, there was a presentation on a very innovative partnership to meet the nursing education and healthcare needs of Central Illinois. Provost Lynn Pardee and Deans Jim Ermentinger and Terry Weaver made this presentation. And I want to share on a personal note that it's my understanding from Memorial Medical Center that's helping fund this proposal that Dr. Cook's leadership on this issue was responsible for their very, very generous offer of actually a $2 million grant that enables us to start this program in Springfield to train nurses, which not only helps the population and the hospitals, but also will increase enrollment at UIS significantly. So thank you to you, Dr. Cook. Finally, we had a presentation on how academic programs are created, modified, on the University of Illinois campus at Urbana-Champaign, and we had a very interesting presentation on that. Our next meeting is March 11th at 3:00 in Urbana, and we adjourn the meeting about 4:30. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Any questions? All right. Thank you very much, Trustee Azera.